So, Steve-o, today we have another listener question, once again from our friends at pollinize.org, which is a website dedicated to providing voters with the most accurate election information possible, and a website that we really like. The question is, if my dream was to become Prime Minister of Canada one day, where would I start to make this dream a reality? That's today's question.
Be a man born in Quebec, Ontario, or England?
That is the most cynical answer you've ever given.
Well, since World War I, when we stopped knighting our prime ministers, 11 of the last 14 have been born in Ontario, Quebec, or England.
Yeah.
If either the Liberals or the NDP win in this election, that trend will continue because both Trudeau and Mulcair were born in Ottawa. If the Greens form government, I believe Elizabeth May would become our first American-born prime minister.
Wow.
Kim Campbell was our first and only female prime minister, as well as the first from British Columbia. So you're going to have a harder time if you happen to be a woman.
Yes.
It would also help if you either studied at the University of Toronto or Laval University, as 7 of the last 14 did.
Wow.
Even more help would be to go to law school and practice law at some point, because 10 since World War I were lawyers by trade before entering politics. Stephen Harper is actually one of the few exceptions, having studied economics at the University of Calgary and having a long history in federal politics as both a policy crafter and an MP. Even more help would probably be being bilingual, but that's not really a deal breaker because you can learn that after you become prime minister.
Yeah, true.
So realistically, you have to be somewhat involved in federal politics already. And usually that means as an MP. Only John Turner held the office without being a member of parliament, but he had been an MP in years prior. The whole reason that he became prime minister was because Pierre Trudeau resigned and Turner succeeded him for leadership of the Liberal Party. And because the Liberals were the governing party, Turner, as its new leader, became prime minister without anyone ever voting for John Turner's Liberal Party.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is the look at years previous, like if we looked at a historical thing, this would be the truth of it, that you'd have to have all these things just because that's what everyone's always had who've been prime minister. But let's say looking into the future, do you need to actually have all of those things, or is there another way you can work toward being prime minister?
Well, all of this background stuff is to more or less say that party politics is strong in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike in the United States, where someone like Ross Perot or Donald Trump can bankroll their own campaigns or just run directly for president without having any sort of background as a politician, Canadian politics is so rooted in party leadership and parliament that it would be all but impossible for a complete outsider to become prime minister. Like it's incredibly unlikely that a party would, any major party, would elect a leader that was completely without federal experience.
So if you wanted to work toward being prime minister, you'd first have to join a party and you work your way through the party ranking into a position where the people within the party trust you as leader.
Exactly. And that would have to be as an MP in some way. I mean, both Tom Mulcair and Justin Trudeau are relative newcomers to Parliament, I think 2007 and 2008, respectively.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, they were MPs before they did run for leadership. And they both have very different upsides that overcome their relative inexperience in the federal realm. For Trudeau, it's a kind of the combination of his star power and his charisma. And for Mulcair, it's a long history in Quebec politics.
Mm-hmm.
But for both of them, it is incredibly unlikely that they would have succeeded in their leadership bids without having been around as MPs prior.
So the cynical way to look at this is that if you want to be prime minister and you're born in British Columbia or Alberta or any of the Maritime provinces or Saskatchewan, don't. But the positive and maybe hopeful look is if you want to be the prime minister one day, then find a party whose beliefs you that align with your own, join, and work your way up through that party and become that party's leader, and then run against all the other party leaders.
Exactly.
So the road is long. With many a winding turns.